Welcome to Prime Time. It is time for us to get started. Sorry for the delay and the sort of timing that we're running things. One of the things I have been considering is moving things around, though, so that maybe there's a different time, etc. Particularly if anything new happens, you know, it's important that we have these so that people can, you know, come and ask their random questions about cheese. So let's go through the questions that have already been posted, and then I'll get to any more that are posting. If you want to post any questions, please drop them in the office hours text chat. That's a couple of channels above the one that you're currently in. Drop them there. I'll answer them in the order that they appear. Thank you for those who've already asked questions. I'll get on with them. Lakeside Miners says, was I involved in the Italian cheesemonger who was crushed by an avalanche of falling cheese? I was not involved, but he will go straight to heaven into the corridor of cheese. I'm sure he's fine. I'm always shocked at like humans' ability to store stuff in warehouses in an incredibly dangerous way. I have a friend who works in warehouses and is very familiar with like how stuff is stacked, etc. And I'm just like, I'm amazed you just don't die all the time. Moving forwards, Lex says, considering the current situation and news with Carol, are you able to guarantee news will keep running for at least another week? Personally, I am not able to offer any guarantees. Do not panic about that. That is just my personal take. That's like saying, personally, Prime, are you able to guarantee that the world will continue existing for a week? I'm certain, but I cannot guarantee it. There is a possibility it will end this week. Moving forwards to The Light or the Dark, which sounds like an amazing name. Hope you're an RPG aficionado, who has said, this appears to be a question, yes here it is, during all of this unseen work, has the dev team been taking care of themselves? There's a lot of excitement for whatever may happen, but you and everyone else shouldn't push your limits to get it done. Please remember to rest plenty, because burning out won't help anyone. There is an active, heat warning for large parts of the United States right now. I have an AC unit, but I'm considering buying a larger AC unit. I don't know, it's just not working efficiently in this particular apartment that I'm in, but I am perfectly fine. Everyone else is resting when they can and working when they can. It is good. With that, I believe that's it. All the questions that we have, so if you have any additional questions, please type them in the office's text chat. There's a few channels about the one that we're currently in, and I'll get to them in the order that they appear. Esa Chafar says, should the blur visual effect show up on the Neo streaming camera somehow? I cannot remember. Try various things, including near clipping and far clipping. Show that frustrum mesh and see if it's there. And I don't know. It should be an empirical question. Orange juice is amazing. No, like somehow it's just orange juice. I got back from my appointment and the bus I take drops me just outside the grocery store. And I'm just like, I want some orange juice. So I picked up some orange juice. Epsilon says, what's something you'd like to talk about other than cheese? I'm continually imploring the community to just attempt to make something that makes people feel stuff. So, you know, lots of people make technical stuff or avatars, tools, etc. Make something that makes someone feel something. That's what I would like to talk about and see. In that line, and I'm scrolling around to find the video, I was talking to a friend about it recently, there is a game that I watched a content creator play for through, and it was really touching because of the contents of that game and also the content creator's way of delivering it. Yes, here it is. So, spoilers for the game, of course, but this is a game called My Child Lesbian's Born. I don't know, just click the video. The name of the game is in that video. It is a sort of strange Tamagotchi-style game where you look after a refugee child during, I believe, the sort of end of the war, etc. There was a lot of prejudice against misplaced or out-of-place children in that conflict. They did nothing wrong, they're just children, but they struggled to find their own space in the world, and so you adopt one of them in this game and look after them. And, I was also ugly crying towards the end of this particular playthrough. I watched it all in one sitting, it is a 5-hour video, but, you know, I don't remember why I watched it, I just did. Like Simonis asks, something along with that dragon cancer. Yeah, that dragon cancer, Gone Home, and I know Gone Home gets a lot of memes because of, like, I don't know, it sort of came out when the term walking simulator was established. But like Gone Home is also a good game. Life is Strange, that'll be another example. Used to be, not so much these days, but the Telltale games. The reason why I say not these days is because the Telltale games creators team, Telltale, they started going into licensed properties, and so it started becoming a bit too sort of mainstreamy. I know they did a Guardians of the Galaxy one, and then they started doing more Marvel stuff. The older Telltale games were much, I don't know, more creative, I guess. The light or the dark... I just hope that you wear like a dark cloak with a big hood. You've got like a really powerful sword that's like always sheathed or strapped to your back, and you never use it except for that one time, you know, when someone really, really needs it, and then you unsheath. But their question is Primetime Hide on Tuesday? Because the day has seven letters. I don't remember why it was held on Tuesday. I think at the time it was because I was trying to start the Office Hours initiative, and we had a lot more people trying to do them. So we still had moderation office hours, but we had the graphics office hours, we had the sort of UI icon office hours, etc. People need to spread them out, was our goal. And then we just... kept it on Tuesday, and we've been running so long now, it's almost like a sort of testament to society that it continues to happen. So I'm endeavoring to make it happen throughout this madness, such that regardless of what is happening, at least we get to talk about like recycling and dogs and apartments every Tuesday. There's lots of people talking about Gone Home. Yep, it's a sort of love-hate game, strangely. What Remains of Edith Finch, that's good too. Martha is Dead, that's a good one. That kind of goes into the horror genre. I could talk about the horror genre in video games a lot. Probably will if we run out of questions. But we have an additional set of questions, so let's go ahead and go through those. So... Lex asks, I found... Okay, so Lex is... So there are three worlds within Neos that people have found. Hidden objects within the main worlds that I have published. There are three that people have found. There is a fourth out there. No one has found it yet. There's meant to be eight, but I haven't just haven't had time to finish them. So what you found four, just patiently wait till I'm not busy, which is going to be never. So consider yourself like completed on that. Egg hunt, once you found four. This mock says, Tuesday kind of sounds like cheese day. Is that the real reason? Well, I can't know if it's the cheese day, but because I did blow past that grocery store, I picked up, it's a Trader Joe's. I like Trader Joe's, and I don't really know why some people don't like Trader Joe's, but they do in the sort of prepackaged grab food aisle area. They do a bunch of sort of prepackaged burritos there, and they do a cheeseburger burrito. It's really good. It's basically just ground beef, cheese, and burger sauce, and pickles, and it's just, like, it's good. So if you have a Trader Joe's nearby, visit it, try the cheeseburger burrito, report back. Lee Harvey Oswald, I don't know why, but your username just makes me smile. I don't know why. It's just like, it's the most unexpected thing. Like, you're just like talking. You've got people like the light or the dark with their like big hood and their like maybe a scythe. But then you've just got Lee, Harvey, Oswald. And you're just like, what the fuck? It's crazy. It makes it amusing. Anyway, their question is, do you think Carol's Unreal client is actually an emulation of Neos, or is it just a bunch of assets dropped into Unreal? I don't know. One of those likelihoods sounds more likely than the other. It's up to them to prove it either way. Peach Clover says, this probably isn't the best place to ask about this, but the game Murder X is Neos' only gun game. It is not. There are multiple games that have guns in them. I actually built one. It's not that good, but it has a gun in it. And a cow mug lost its life to me creating it. So, you know, there we go. If, however, Murder X is broken, you can totally reach out to the Japanese creators. I'd recommend going to Orange. Orange is a moderator and mentor here. They are Japanese, but their learning English is very, very quick. They're able to sort of communicate with us effectively. So reach out to Orange. When you're explaining it, try to be like very precise with your language and use common vocabulary. And then it'll be easier for them to read it and or translate it if they need to. But yeah, Orange, fantastic. Like, awesome person. Toy Dragon said, you said you planned 8 objects, and it would be more poetic to your name to make it a prime number of them. I don't know, I wasn't thinking about that when I made the concept of those 8 objects. I never finished them. That was before I worked for Neos, so my time was spent making stuff. Now my time is spent doing other stuff. So yeah, it's just a timing thing. Some uses of my time are more worthwhile than others. Like falling asleep on the couch with a dog, much more worthwhile than coming up with location 5 through 8. The Light or the Dark says, Trader Joe's has the problem that usually in upper class areas, so there's a perception of it being a pricey rich people store, even though they have actually decent prices. So that's correct. The reason why Trader Joe's has good prices is because they basically make 99% of the products in their store. If you walk through the aisles, you usually won't find another brand. Sometimes you will, particularly in the sort of household or health aisle, you'll find other brands there, but most of their brands are made entirely by them somehow. And so they are changing their prices to be as low as they can go. Trader Joe's also usually doesn't have sales or anything like that because their prices are as low as they can go already. This isn't meant to be an announcement for Trader Joe's. I'm not like a Trader Joe's fanboy. The Trader Joe's is just like less than a 5-minute walk. It's probably less than a 2-minute walk from where I'm currently sitting. Like, I can practically like taste the bricks of the Trader Joe's I go to. So I have just lived here in America for 5 years with the sort of accidental convenience of Trader Joe's being around the corner. So I've learned to love it. They were running a promotion on their lemonade today. They had a mock lemonade stall as you walked in because it was a hot day. They were just giving chilled lemonade and saying, you know, try our lemonade. And I'm just like, that's amazing. You know, because it just takes like a couple of bottles of lemonade from their stash, some ice, a cooler, and, you know, they made some lemonade sales, guaranteed. And they presented a nice sort of like cool down. Obsidian says, I thought the camera was broken during presiding over the MMC. No, it's broken during working on MMC. If you want to hear it break, you can go to Outtakes 1. Watch that video through, I think sort of halfway through, you'll hear the mug break. Yes. Lex mentions Gun Game. Yep, Gun Game is literally a gun game that's in Neos. Mr. Squarepeg says, with the recent Quake 2 remaster, has anyone ported Quake 2 or started to port Quake 2 to Neos VR? No. I would also suggest that they don't. We do have, I wouldn't call it a problem, but it's just like a thought pattern that I wish we could sort of, not challenge or change, but just like have a pause on, which is, new video game XYZ is cool. I should make new video game XYZ in Neos. And it's just like, how about you have an original idea and make that instead? Aaron says, I've never ever said a Trader Joe's. I'm going to find the nearest Trader Joe's to where you live and send you on a journey. Like Sideman says, what taste? And it's just like, you know me and my style of comedy, right? When things are close that you can taste them, it means that they're very, very close. As an example, which is gross. I was once on a package flight holiday, you know, package airline, very, very cheap. Cramped seats. A guy in front of me reclined his chair. He had a perfectly bald, shining head that was so close to my face due to his reclining of his seat in this package airplane that I could practically taste his head. That's what that phrase means. I'm not actually tasting his head, just to be clear. I'm using it as an analogy for how close it was to my face. People are talking about original ideas and being creative is being hard. It's actually really easy. Here you go, Easton. I'm going to give you a task. Make a game about a lost hamster journeying through the city looking for its owner. There you go. It's in a hamster ball. Done. Someone else here says that Neos needs a fast food cooking game. We do have sushi, but yeah, I agree, like burgers and fries would be good. If you're looking for the sort of thing that you could make really easily, take a look at the game Wobbly Life on Steam. I don't expect you to buy it or play it, but it is amazing. There are loads of mini games in there. Wobbly Life, great. Wobbly Life newspaper round, best way to make money. Obsidian asks, who on YDMS team decided on Yellow Dogman Studios and why did they choose that name? I honestly don't remember. I have a story that I can't claim credit for, but I think, I don't know, so I don't claim it, but I think I am the coiner of the term Yellow Dogman. I don't know, though. I remember it being a stream, and I think Nex was talking a lot, and a friend said something along the lines of, like, I wish, like, you know, the yellow guy would talk more or something. It was like, yeah, I wish the yellow dog man would talk more and the green bird would talk less or something along the lines of that. And that's how it started. But I don't know that for a fact. Like, you'd have to trace it back, and there's probably records that have lost. But, you know, there we go. It's there. So I don't actually know. Oh, it's just like everyone's saying slight shade. No, it's like sometimes it just happens, particularly when you're live. You, like, when you're live on Twitch, you need to just talk. Right. And some cases when you're doing like a what's the word? Co-chair broadcast, you need to remember that your co-chair needs to speak too. Superfly Ninja says, I've brainstormed a game based on my IRL job, wanted to call it Fire Alarm Guy VR. You could. So I was actually thinking, I was thinking about this long before I appeared on TikTok. Again, I didn't capitalize on this idea, but someone else did by stealing my thoughts in my sleep. I was saying that someone could do a Twitch channel, where they played games and pretended to be an OSHA inspector whilst playing a game. And they gave each game like an OSHA score and an OSHA report on how safe, according to OSHA, it was. For those unaware, OSHA is, I forget the actual expansion of the abbreviation, but they're the governing body behind health and safety in the workplace. So they'll do things like, you need to wear a high-vis jacket, even though it's like, you know, bright daylight and you're 6 foot tall. You still need to wear a high-vis jacket. Or, I know that manhole's open for like 30 seconds, but you've got to put cones around it. Got to put cones around it. And everywhere has to have a railing. Now, you'll notice that as well. It's like if there's a roof to a building that you can go to, it needs a railing. Even if the only people that should be on the roof are people that know it's a roof, it has to have a railing. That's OSHA. So playing a video game like that would be crazy, you know. Welcome to Dark Souls. OSHA would get a very bad score in Dark Souls. But then it turns out that someone's doing that. I don't know the creator, but you'll see I think it's like a blue hard hat, orange high-vis, and they'll do TikTok or YouTube shorts talking about the health and safety of various video game locations. So they stole it from my brain when I was sleeping. Aaron says, we need conveyor belt games in Neos. The sushi game has conveyor belts. We have one conveyor belt game, so go for that. Rusia says, has anyone found the 3D asset of the gun used in Cooper's Planet? I feel like making a gun game. I'm not sure you'll find. I saw some pictures from one of the things that seemed to imply it was modeled customly. I don't know. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you might be able to find it, or you won't, and then you'll know it's custom made. I'm scrolling through, so you know, like I'm trying to catch up here. Priscilla said, I meant more why they decided on it as a team name. Still don't know. Just kind of happened. Toy Dragon says, I know you likely can't give any hard info, but have you all been working on anything cool and shiny that may have some info released in the near future? My new Office Hours hosting location's cool. You can watch active development of that on the Office Hours GitHub repository. I'm doing stuff which is unideal. So if you're a computer science-y person or engineer at heart and you're just like, this seems unideal. Yes, I wrote it in like 3 hours. Thank you, that one person who direct messaged me saying I was doing everything wrong. That was a nice thing that you did. I just made it in 3 hours. Chill. So there you go. Let's take a look. The Light or the Dark says, almost forgot you said you hope I like RPGs, or right, I like them. If you're not weird, but interesting RPG, I recommend Okage, Shadow King on the PS2. I always recommend Legend of Mana. It was supported PC 2 years ago. I always play Legend of Mana, and then I get to like the end of the game, and then I forget it. What's the one, Secret of Evermore? That's the one where like the dog follows you around, and I really get out. If you do it two players, you can be the dog. That was fun. Like the second boss in Secret of Evermore is like a giant like centipede thingamabob, and that was always like, ugh. Vizmok says Resonite sounds like some sort of mineral. Can you eat Resonite? You're more than welcome to try. You could print off our trademark listing and eat that. I don't recommend eating paper, and double check that your ink does not cause cancer or carcinogen, because I know most inks are. People might be like, oh, it's like you're not meant to eat ink, so it's fine. Right. If you live in California, you'll know this, but 95% of everything can be traced to potentially cause cancer. Just, if you live in California, you'll know that for a fact. Sliger says, Gaines is purple, Nex is green, Freaks is yellow. What color would Prime be on the Neos YDMS rainbow? We don't really have YDMS Neos rainbow, so I don't know. Whatever color you want. Superfly Ninja says they're OSHA certified. You'll get it then. Just like, next time you play a video game, Superfly Ninja, just like, think, like, what would OSHA say about this precarious journey up a mountainside? Renarikan says, if you look at other strange game studio names, I feel like YDMS is a perfect name for a fun story. What I will say is, when we were discussing that name, I did point out that Naughty Dog makes really good games. Naughty Dog make Uncharted, I believe. They also make other games, but Uncharted's the only one I know. They're fantastic, and no one questions their name. So if any of you question why we've got dog in our name, I'm going to just point at Naughty Dog and say, look, they did it, and you didn't question them. Scrolling through, it's very busy, so I'll go as fast as I can. Annoying Rain says, sorry, there's already been answered elsewhere, or I don't know if you can't say. I've missed pretty much all of the drama, and I have no idea what's happening now. What's the path forward? We currently don't have any official announcement based on the current update, so if there is one, that will be in the announcements channel. I am limited in what I can say, so read the announcements channel, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Promise. You can always check my personalized website, probablecrime.co.uk/neos.html, because I forgot to configure the like path redirects. You have to put the .html in there. I'll fix that one day. I don't know when. Sometime soon. Who knows? But yeah, neos.html tells you everything you need to know. Promise you. Same answer there to Electronica's question about we're going to respond to anything in announcements if there's anything we can say. Lakeside Miners says, would it be possible to get an SVG version of the logo? If you're talking about the Neos logo, you can go ahead and grab that from the branding kit, which should be available on the Neos wiki, unless Carol of course deleted it. You can get the only version of the logo, which I believe you might be talking about, is available on the trademark listing. I cannot comment any further about any other versions of that, so go grab the trademark listing. If it's public, I can talk about it. If it's not public, I probably can't talk about it. So like, go get the trademark listing. Have fun. Knock yourself out. But it's a trademark listing. Remember that. Remember what that means. Mr. SquarePeg says, there's the YDM Twitter account official. I don't know. You'd have to link it. There's probably a bunch of fake ones. They also say, is there a Yellow Dog Man Patreon I can toss money at? Yes, someone linked it. Someone says they like Naughty Dog as a company. Yep, they're great. Naughty Dog. You don't need to something you need to remember about names is like, they're weird. The only reason that you're like, well, you may be not even comfortable with your own name, but like the reason why your name has meaning to you is because you've heard it a bunch of times. Like if you go back to when you first played Neos, it might have been a weird name, but it'd been like, oh, why do you choose that? And then like down the line, it's just, yeah, it's Neos, right? Names, they mean less than you think. That Yellow Dog Man account? No, yeah, that looks like the official one, I think. Obsidian link neos.html, thank you so much. It's in Comic Sans because Comic Sans is a great font and it gets a bunch of hate and it shouldn't. One of these days I'm going to start using Times New Roman again. I used to use the Papyrus font a lot and no one had heard of it, and then Avatar came out and now everyone's heard of it. There's a YouTube channel called Live Overflow that does a lot of videos about hacking and security, etc., stuff like that. They've released a font based on their handwriting, which is very similar to Comic Sans. I've been meaning to take a look at that font and use it, because that one also looks good. Exo the Wigger says, fun fact. Whenever you say fun fact, I'm reminded of this TikTok creator who says that with like a really aggressive tone. They've got spiky hair, and then they very, very rapidly tell you a story. Reminds me of that, like, is it Chubby, something Chubby YouTube channel, which is an Asian guy that tells stories, but he takes like 20 minutes to tell a 30-second story and it's really annoying. The fun fact guy is like complete opposite of that. He tells it really quickly and can keep your stuff, keep your attention. Let's take a look through. Roboto is also a good font. Yep. Lakeside Miner says, could you make a list of, say, the trademark and Patreon and Twitter links and pin it in the IDMS thread? Probably. The fun fact that Exo was talking about, Fruks, he asked Fruks about where the Neos name came from, the early name for Neos of Neospace. Yeah. Neos, if you expand it all the way back, it's Neospatium. New Space. If you go further back than that, it was called World of Cornelius, which, while I admire the creativity, is not a good name for a platform. Charizamir says, where do we obtain the office hours role? You can get that in the welcome channel. There's like a reaction that you can respond to with an emote. Panda says, it's not annoying. Primate approves your attention span has dwindled. It's not that my attention span has dwindled. It's that my time has dwindled. So you'll be aware of clickbait. You know, like, you won't believe what random celebrity that you've forgotten about is doing today, and you load the page and you have to go like next through like 10 pages of adverts to find out what they're doing. I hate that stuff, right? So the short form content isn't an attention span thing for me. It's purely time. Like, I want the information in my brain as fast as possible. Annoying Rain says, when YDMS's project is released, will the Discord refocus on that? Any announcements relating to any changes to Neos, this Discord, whatever, will be in the announcements channel. Electronic says, Open Dyslexic. The problem I have with Open Dyslexic is that it fixes a problem by creating a problem. So it fixes the problem of... or attempts to fix the problem of dyslexia by creating a font that makes each character more recognizable, less easier to be confused, etc. But it causes a problem, which is now you have to basically consider, I'm making a new product. Do I always use Open Dyslexic because I know that it will help people with dyslexia, or like, and then you lose the branding of it, right? So Discord chose a font for the application that you're watching Office Hours on right now. They made a choice, right? And they didn't choose Open Dyslexic. Maybe they did, I don't know. I'm not a font expert. But, like, they didn't choose that. What should happen instead is we should publish the learnings that Open Dyslexic has, which they might have done. I haven't looked into it. They might have published the learnings. And then every font should have those learnings incorporated into it. And then you can still get the freedom of creation, whilst also having the dyslexic enhancing, that's not the right word, mitigating, that also doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? The improvements caused by the learnings that they had. Oh, dearie me. Keir says, from a seriously dyslexic entity, the dyslexic font only minimally helps. That's the other problem, because like it labels it by putting it in their name. I wouldn't have put it in the name. Like, if the font was seriously that good, it should stand on its own. It should be super awesome amazeballs font that is good for people with dyslexia. It like, if you put it in the name, you're like, yeah, it's kind of weird. Let's see, where are we? I can't pronounce that. Clavret. Are we going to see you in Neos much from now as things progress, or are you not going to have the time? I am in Neos a lot. I am in Invisible, though, because if I'm in Visible, then I'm in a private world and people moan at me, or they send me weird stuff, or which is like just send me weird stuff all the time. But like, if I'm online, people are like, you know, I get hate because I'm in a private world. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm doing jaw surgery on a patient right now. Leave me alone. If you see me online, I'm online. Speak to me. I'm going to take a look at Diara. That sounds cool. Saddam looks great. I'm also going to look at the TLD there, AJ. Oh, AJ's the person that made it. I don't know. I thought it was like a business or something. Rampa says, the trouble is, Prime, that sharing knowledge is bad for business. You cannot sell the info, that's why people hide stuff. To some extent, I agree with that, but one of the problems that we have is you should charge for your application of the knowledge, not on the knowledge itself. You'll see this problem occur a lot in academia, where it's like, hey, pay like $1 bajillion for this textbook, or pay $1 bajillion to have access to our library of journals. But what is contained within your journals? Groundbreaking science. Okay, so why are you charging money to access groundbreaking science? This doesn't seem right. You also see that in a lot of businesses where it's basically like, I'll do XYZ for you, and you know, as a person, you know, that's easy. I could do that myself. If you think that way, then you're like, great, go make that a business. So many people, for example, make money setting up like the Google page for restaurants and stuff, right? So you've got a restaurant, it's in the middle of sort of a busy area of a popular city. It doesn't have a Google page set up correctly, doesn't have the menu on Google. Someone will go, hey, restaurant, give me some money and I'll do it. Very, very easy business. Of course, everyone's doing it now, so probably not easy anymore, but like, you know. I've been thinking about making like a troll version of one of those ads you see on YouTube. You know the thing. They've usually got like, unfortunately, you know, some male sat there going like, wait, don't click off this video. I'm going to explain a scam to you in 30 minutes that you're not going to understand, but you're going to know it's a scam within like 5 seconds. It's just like, why are you still paying for this? You know that people are aware that it's a scam. Like, what the hell? I also don't know why YouTube is, like, allowing those adverts, but whatever. Mr. SquarePeg says, will Resonate use Unity as a base? I don't know what Resonate is, sorry. Epsilon says, will Resonate cure cancer? I don't know. If it does, though, we'll charge you lots of money for it. No. If anything I make cures cancer, I will endeavor to make it free or I won't make for that thing. Mr. Dab says, good evening. I currently need a TLDR for what's been happening with Neos and YDMS. I'm not up to speed with things. I will give you the up-to-speed version of it. Carol published an update yesterday showing a bunch of stuff which is currently not live, that will eventually apparently be live. None of it is of consequence to any users whatsoever. I don't think any of it works right now. It was basically like a teaser announcement. Like, if Carol had, like, called it like a teaser announcement, it might have landed better, right? Because, like, it wasn't actually complete. It was, this stuff exists, but, like, it doesn't really. They're still working on it. So, like, I feel like the messaging was off. So, yeah, that's what they did yesterday. It's caused a lot of panic. I don't really know why. I mean, I do know why, but, like, he's just going to do stuff, and he's welcome to. I don't know if it makes any sense, though. There's a lot that's actually explained in their announcement, and like people will just like link random parts of it like out of board, and so while I might not agree with the announcement, I will share it with you so like you can read it and take a look at it, because so many people are just like, this so-and-so said this, well here's the source, here's exactly what was said. Like there's a video, there's a tweet, go ahead and look at all those things. It will tell you exactly what Carol is attempting to do. As to what's going on with YDMS, we still have no announcements. Should we have any announcements? You'll know about it. It'll be in the announcements channel. Or maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be somewhere else. Who knows? Mr. SquarePeg says, who owns the Steam release of Neos VR? That's owned by a Steamworks account, which Fruks currently has the ability to log into. I'm not sure. I think Cal does too. I don't know. One of the things that is good, though, is that there are a bunch of websites which will show you if there are any updates to releases on Steam, and they'll diff them. I never mean Cal. Cal is an amazing member of the community and should not be compared to Carol. We are way over time, so if anyone has any additional questions, please drop them in, but we'll be leaving off very shortly. Yeah, Panda linked the site, right? It literally... it shows you like any changes, you can like diff them and everything. So everyone's like, well, you know, when someone like posts in a random channel like there was a 5 megabyte update and I'm just question mark, I'm like, go to that website, it tells you it literally anything that's changed. Oh, we got a bunch of questions, let's go through them and then we'll leave off. Aaron says, what is Steamworks and why is it used? Steamworks was used because it's the only way to publish on Steam. I'm not sure if I'm getting the name correct. It's like something like that. It's basically like the back end of Steam. Like you guys buy games, download games, play games, etc. via Steam. Businesses use Steamworks to publish their games. It deals with all sorts of things like taxes and stuff like that to make sure that the profit that you get from paying on dealing with you know, making a game. Yes. Let's see what we've got. Dr. Dar. Is Carol allowed to modify the code base? He can do whatever he wants. Like, there's just, like, some things he can't do, some things he can do. You'd have to be more specific. Vizmox says, do YDMS have an official communication channel so far outside the Patreon? Keep an eye on the website. No other communication channels that I can talk about right now. Did anyone else hear the window sound? No. We did not hear the window sound. I'm disappointed because stages don't have the soundboards. That's annoying. That's all the questions. We'll leave off Peter Clevis's way. Okay, you have precisely 30 seconds to type your question. Like, a bomb will go off under your chair unless you finish typing your question. I put it there whilst you were typing. Wait. Peach Clover asks, what's the state of the lawsuit between Karen and Frooks? Don't know who Karen is, sorry. And with that, I will speak to you guys next week, and you can go ahead and ask any additional questions you have in questions and help, and DM me, ping me, whatever you'd like to do. I will speak to you guys next week. Smile.